Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. This episode is all about how to set up your first shopping live stream. And as I've mentioned before, I am an Amazon Live A-list creator. And that means I've done quite a bit of lives. And so I'm going to kind of go through my process of how I think of my theme all the way down to how I close out my live and kind of how to prep for it. Before we get into that, let's talk about why doing live streams is a lot, for me, a lot better than doing things that are recorded and a lot of editing. Well, first of all, like I just mentioned, you don't have to edit your live. If you prep everything and you take some time to kind of have some organization, it's going to be really easy to take your live video and do some other things with it. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But also, it's just easier for those of us who have less time. And it is something that, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of time doing. So most of my lives I'm doing for like a half hour because that's the time I have available to do it. And that means I can be more consistent with it. All right. So let's go ahead and get into the process of setting up your live shopping. The first thing I would do is think of your topic or your theme. It might even help to kind of write this out. So when I first started doing lives, I would write down a lot of information, kind of having notes to keep me on track, to make sure I didn't miss talking about everything that I needed to get in for the live, and just to kind of be having a more of a seamless live stream without, pauses and seeming like I don't know what I'm doing. So first you want to think of a topic. So for instance, you might want to, you know, do a topic that I recently did, went all on like fitness items. I got all my fitness items together. I like to do about 5 products, I think is good. You can do more, but a minimum of 5, I think, allows your live to go on for enough time where people can find it. And it also, if you're short on time, I think that's like just enough to get you going and get you started. So you like Amazon, but you don't know what styles to get. Go ahead and check out my Amazon Live. I'm an A-list creator, which means I do a lot of lives. And people like them. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to go and join the live. And don't forget to follow me on Amazon. And then keep in mind, as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases. And all opinions are my own. And I'll see you guys around. So the other thing I would do is, once you have your theme, is you want to do a lot of prep in the beginning and having your area set up with the right lighting and all the items. So let's talk about the lighting. In the show notes for this episode, I'll put my equipment that I use, but it's not that complicated. If you have like a ring light, you can use that. I use like a softbox light and have that set up. And then in an area with a lot of natural light too, having a mix of both. Make sure the lighting is consistent throughout the live because, of course, like with natural lighting, the sun can move, you know, and it can get cloudy, and then your lighting kind of seems inconsistent throughout the live. So play around with different areas. It just should be an area that's kind of uncluttered, and that'll, you know, show well over the camera during the live stream. And then I would also, you know, kind of think about, do you want to be showing the items hanging? So if it's clothing, I usually have them off to the side so you can see them in the live. So people can be watching you talk about something, but they can see what other things you might be showcasing, later on in the live. And if it's products, you could just have them kind of in the back next to you so you can just grab them easily. I think having things ready and kind of thinking about how you grab things and how you want to be seen on camera while you get things is important. So if you don't want to be bending over and other things like that, you want to have things readily available and accessible to you so that you can just go and grab them during the live, just like a natural conversation and not be fumbling grabbing something. Like I've had lives in the beginning where like items fell off the hanger. So I learned, I'm like, okay, certain things I just kind of fold over the hanger. I don't have them hanging because it can fall. And it's funny at first, but then after a while, it seems like you're unorganized and it's uncomfortable for people to be watching that. All right. The other thing you want to do is think of stories that you're going to want to share, quick stories about the products or whatever you're sharing. You know, unlike other things you record or lives you do where you're just engaging with people, the live shopping streams are about the products. They're not about you. They're about the products, but you are going to share like your review on the products, and it's good to have a story attached to these reviews because it just makes it more engaging. It helps people kind of connect with you, and it makes your reviews different. And it just means that you kind of like, you know, you thought about what you're sharing, what you're talking about. So I like to have quick stories about the products. I usually will say, hey, in the past, I wouldn't have worn this because X, Y, and Z. And I focus my stories having to do with my size, my shape, or how I feel, or things that I do in my life that make this product like a good fit for me. And that way it's like, you know, it gives you, it eats up time too. And so it makes your stream go a little longer, but it just kind of makes it more engaging and more of a natural conversation. I try to think of my lives as being like, it's just a conversation I'm having with a friend at a coffee shop, right? So I don't in the middle of it start going, hey, you know, talking about like the percentage of whatever fabric in something, right? You don't do that. So you might say, oh yeah, it's really stretchy. It feels good, that sort of thing. So making it as natural as possible will make your live engaging and easy to watch for those who were on the other end, right? Who are the audience. The other thing you want to be doing is you want to talk slower than you think you should. So I'm a person who can be a higher energy sometimes, so I can talk at a faster pace. But I noticed with the lives, talking just a little bit slower than you usually do helps for people to, like I'm doing right now. It helps for people to get a chance to see the product, hear what you're saying, and it also, again, keeps the pace of the live not too frenetic, not too frantic. It's kind of a more relaxing experience, and it makes sure that they're getting your message and they're hearing what you're saying and understanding it. So talk a little bit slower than you think you should, and I think it also kind of makes you seem a bit more confident in doing the live, and that you're not, you know, kind of like frantically trying to get through it and just push product. Another thing you want to do is pause for engagement. So sometimes I will get questions during a live, and depending on the way I'm doing the live, if I'm doing a live on Instagram, for instance, I might, you know, pause at the end because I want to use that live video to become a video that stays or lives on my feed, right? And so in those, I will wait till the end so that I can just have a complete video, and then I can, when I use it later, I can just cut off like the question stuff if it's not relevant, you know, or just kind of weird stuff. But with my Amazon lives, I pause throughout and I look to see, you know, if someone's following, I'll go, hey, thanks for following me. Or if they ask a question, I'll look at it. And then I'm like, someone's like, hey, can you try it on? If it's like a jacket or like a top, I'll go, yeah, and I'll throw it on and that kind of thing. Just pausing a bit to engage. So people are, you know, they're like, oh, this is worth like making a comment, and it's worth like asking a question because she's actually going to say something back. And I think that's what makes the lives a lot more kind of, I don't know, entertaining and a lot more useful, is that you can ask questions right then and there, and you can hear more about the product before you make a purchase. And then finally, what you want to do is I close with, like, you know, after I do a recap of all the items and everything, and that gives people a chance to, you know, hear about the item again, or I may talk about it a little bit different way, right, when I repeat the item in the recap portion of my live. But it also gives a chance to remind people to follow you. So at the end, I'll go, hey, don't forget to follow me. And then I talk about how I'm going to style the items I shared, you know, and I refer to the platform. So if it's Amazon, I'll say, oh, you'll see it on my storefront, so go ahead and follow me. If it's Instagram, you say, hey, this is already on my feed, or you'll see it later on. So, you know, just make sure you go and, you know, give me a follow if they're not following or whatever, or just be on the lookout for that. And that's pretty much it, you know. And then, Most of the time, if you've done a lot of this prep work in the beginning, you don't have to edit a lot if you're going to be using the content for something else. I do think if you're going to be using an Amazon video, you got to be careful because the way you talk throughout the video may not work for other platforms. So if I'm talking about the carousel that they have on the bottom with on the screen, that's not going to translate well for like YouTube. But if you, you know, kind of watch the way you word things or cut that out, some of those things, you could probably use the video for YouTube and, you know, have content that's living there. You know, if not, you can cut down the lives into smaller like micro videos, and then you can put those in different places, even back on Amazon as a shoppable video. So that is why I'm loving lives. Really easy for those of us who don't have that extra time to do a lot of editing, but you can certainly prep an area, have it set up. You already kind of have your workflow, and then get to it. And then you will just get more and more comfortable with lives. And then your audience gets to know you in a different way. All right, there you have it. Now you're ready to start your first shopping live stream. And I am excited to see what you guys come up with.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.